In the last episode of Awaken with Animals, I shared with you a story, and it was about how circumstances in life can bring us to spaces of uncertainty, to the place where we're seeking guidance or healing, we're looking for support, and so much more. And I shared this in the form of a personal story from my perspective, but also to offer it as a foundation for our life experiences and journeys. And I tied it into the perspective of animals and how they're here to assist us all, because they really are. And so in this episode, we move forward into the building phase of strengthening, the releasing and the building back up to a new energy and space of this thing we call life lessons and learnings and life experience. And so continuing forward with my personal story, again, with the perspective of a strengthened foundation upon which we can move forward, we journey with animal energy and their guidance and unveiling the bigger picture to all of the things we move through and all of the things we experience and how all of these things have their own unique parts that lead to the whole. And the animals in this episode give us three aspects of how to move through things that might seem like tumultuous times, and also the clarity in understanding all the hidden parts that we can't see yet. So come join me. Let's step further into the space of building back up again after things have come tumbling down. And like friends who journey together into a transformational experience, let's embrace this opportunity for a deeper and meaningful life together. Hi, everybody. It's Mary Beth Haynes, and I'm the gal who speaks with animals and the host of the Awaken with Animals podcast. Awaken with Animals is a collection of inspiring channelings from the animals themselves and messages of guidance from them, those that we call our friends. Anything from the journey of healing to the celebrations of life, there's an animal who has a story to tell, a lesson to teach us, and a gift to provide to us all. This podcast promises to bring you uplifting inspiration and divine loving guidance. So be prepared to be amazed at just how profoundly deep an animal's message can be, why they are here to assist humanity, and to learn just how many blessings they have to share with you. It is my heart's intention that as we awaken with animals, we will activate a deeper and meaningful life. Hello, everybody. It is Mary Beth Haynes, the gal who speaks with animals. And these words that are coming forward are very interesting right now. Usually I want to say it's wonderful to reconnect in this way. It's great. It's beautiful, all this stuff. But there's something else that's coming forward. So I'm going to start that again. Hi, everybody. It's Mary Beth Haynes. I'm the gal who speaks with animals, and it is enlightening to be here with you at this very time that you're listening to this. And the reason why this seems to be coming forward in this way, in this new word with enlightening to be able to be together, I think is because of the energy that I'm in at this time. So on this very day that I am recording this message, I am in a much different space than I was in my last episode that I shared. Because in the last episode that I shared, I was in a very vulnerable space. I was in a space of deep, deep hurt, and there was a lot of healing that was going on, and that's still continuing. However, I feel stronger now. I feel like I've been able to move through so much between now and then. And I just want to, I don't know, my heart just really wants to open up and expand with gratitude. So gratitude for this last, you know, 5-6 weeks of the things that have happened. Gratitude to you for being here and, you know, being a part of the Awaken with Animals energy and frequency, for being a part of these episodes, for following along in the journey and for being open to, you know, having your own journey continue to evolve. Because there's something really, really interesting and what feels of importance to me to be able to share today. These episodes, and you've heard me, if you've heard my previous episodes, these episodes are not they're not scripted. So they're all unscripted. And so there are some things that may come forward before I hit that record button that I might make notes of. But other than that, everything is coming forward in its own organic way. So everything that I've said so far has been completely organic. I've looked at no writings or no notes or anything like that. It's just coming forward in a way that really feels like there is an opening. It's like there's this opening of space, but this space also contains an energy, a frequency, and all of the things. And it's kind of like I'm being shown, thank you animals. I love it when the collective animal energy joins me. I'm being shown what's like a piece of music, right? So when somebody is composing a song or putting together the right melody and the notes, or even going in to record something, right? So they don't just all record and play and sing all at the same time. They record each piece on its own. So the vocals will come in and the vocals will get recorded, and then the guitar will get recorded, and then, you know, if there's any piano or keyboard, that'll get recorded. The drums will get recorded, right? Everything gets recorded separately, and then at the end, they bring it all in together, and that all meshes together to make the song, right? And it reminds me, and I'm receiving from this beautiful animal presence that is with us right now, that just like a melody to a song, just like a melody and all of the different instruments that make up the sound that you hear as an end result, that it's really important to remember that there are each distinct separate piece that makes up the whole. And I find that very interesting. So it's, we look at things as a whole all the time. So if there's something that we see, or if there's something that we hear, or maybe we watch on TV or something like that, we just look at it as that's what it is. It's there in its wholeness, right? But we don't realize all the different specific pieces that everything that we watch or hear or listen to has, and how it needs all those different parts and pieces to make up the whole. So this beautiful animal presence is sharing, like, there's a bigger picture to everything. There's more than just what we see as it is. There are all the different parts and pieces that make it up. And I just find that very, very interesting. So I'm just asking, you know, where is this going? And I'm being brought backwards. So whenever I'm being brought backwards, I'm being brought back in time. So I'm just asking, where am I going? So I'm being brought back to the last episode. Okay. In the last episode, I was in bed. I was in bed actually recording from my iPhone, and I was just sharing some of the things that had happened and that I needed to take a break, and I needed to really focus in on healing the swelling that was happening in my neck. And over the last month or so, there's been so much that has happened that it's just been, I don't even know where the time has gone. You know, it's been a real journey. It's been hard. It's been one of the hardest things that I've ever gone through in my life so far yet. And I've learned so much so far through this, and it's not finished yet. Like, I keep feeling like there's still more to be done, but I've come so far from the last time. And I want to thank you for those of you that have reached out, for your messages, your cards that you've sent. I've received such beautiful e-cards and things like that. I want to thank you from my heart for your love and for your caring. Having your support means so much to me, and you know, I cannot express in words my gratitude. So thank you so much for that. I really treasure all of the love in all of the different ways that it's been sent. Some have sent, you know, a few words. Some have sent, like I said, the cards or the e-cards or things like that. And I just want you to know how much it's helped me on so many levels. When I go back to the previous episode, the one before this, I was kind of right in that state where I wasn't able to, well, I was, for lack of a better word, for the most part of my day, pretty much incapacitated. So my husband had to help me, you know, walk to get to the washroom, or to even, you know, he would make me soup and bring it to me in bed and things like that, because it was really hard to eat. It was just my whole physical system and my nervous system. It was almost like it had a breakdown. Well, I shouldn't say almost, it did. It had a breakdown. So I had all of this happening on a physical level, and with the physical swelling and all of the things that were happening in my neck, it was creating this big, like a tidal wave that went through my whole body. And it affected my ability to have the energy to do normal daily living things. And what happened was it actually affected my nervous system. And because it affected my nervous system, everything became on hyper alert. So being able to walk, everything became so hyper, meaning, you know, my muscles went, I don't know what to do right now. This is all too much. Right? So I'm going to atrophy. It was just very bizarre. Very bizarre. And I don't laugh as in this is a funny thing. That was just a little bit more of a nervous laugh, because I don't quite understand it. But the messages that I've been getting today so far is that it's okay not to understand it. And I actually had I sat here before I pressed that record button, and even before that too, I just kind of felt like today's the day for this next episode. And I had so many things come forward in assistance and support and frequency and vibration. I also had some learnings come forward and more information from my understanding of what's been happening. And I'll share that with you. But before I do, I guess I'm just, because I keep getting brought back to the last, you know, the timing of the last episode, sometimes we don't understand what's going on. And so even though having this neck issue was not new to me, right, this isn't the first time this had happened to me. When I was in my, I was probably about 22 years old. So we're talking about 29, 30 years ago. I was in a pretty bad car accident, and the accident was my fault. So I was at fault for this accident. I pulled out when I shouldn't have, and the car that was coming on hit me right on. So she ended up banging right into me. She had hardly any time to stop. And then I was hit because I was pulling out. So I was hit. I was sideswiped where I was in the driver's seat. And I remember feeling so embarrassed, because it was a split decision that I made, and it was the wrong decision, and it could have been a lot worse, but I made a decision that involved somebody else. And although she wasn't physically hurt, as in she was able to get out of her car, she was able to do, you know, she was able to talk and all that kind of stuff, I'm sure she was very sore after that. For me, I actually, and maybe there was some injuries or things like that, because for me, I ended up getting really bad whiplash. I was off work for a couple months. I think it was 3 months, actually. And I had this issue with headaches and my neck and all that kind of stuff. And this morning when I was thinking about that, I was thinking about her, and I remember how angry she was, understandably so. Because the first thing I did, no matter how much it hurt, I got out of the car in that kind of adrenaline phase, because it's like, what the heck just happened? So you're kind of like in shock. I got out of the car and I ran over to her and I said, "Are you okay? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Are you okay?" And her answer to me was, not some very nice words. And again, I totally understand. She was in shock. I pulled out right in front of her. She smashed right into me. And it turned out that she was actually on her way to take her car to be sold. And it was because of my actions that she was not going to get a dollar for that car now, because it was a write-off. And all of these thoughts came into my head just this morning, the day that I'm recording this. And I remember thinking, I felt very emotional, and I was like, oh my God, like, why did I choose to do that? And how, you know, it could have been so much worse, but I actually impacted somebody else's life in a big way. Not only in the fact that she was going to sell her car, maybe she needed that money for rent. Maybe, like, I don't, this is where my mind's going, right? My mind's trying to figure all these pieces out. And I got this feeling, this intuitive feeling, and it brought me to this time where my neck was like a whiplash again. It wasn't exactly the same, it was more, but it seems to have derived from the emotions and the things that I told myself or that people told me at that time of the accident. It was like those were the beliefs that I chose to bring into my energy and my system, which manifested into physical ailments, if that makes sense. So I mentioned that I made a split decision. I pulled out. I shouldn't have. She ended up running into me because she had no other choice. And it was my fault, right? Because of the decision that I made. I remember I was leaving work, so there was a lot of people outside. It was a very busy four-lane road. So two lanes going one way, two lanes going the other way. I remember after the impact, I remember a school bus driving by, and I remember these children putting the windows down and laughing and pointing, like going, ha, 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 look at what you did, you know, that kind of thing. I remember people pointing, and I remember crowds coming around. I remember all of the things that I took into my energy field to say, that was bad, you were wrong, you hurt somebody else, you know, they were all these negative thoughts. And one of these things that came through very clearly today was that I took that all in on the energetic. And then that manifested into the physical, and it not only manifested into the physical on the physical level, but it came through on the emotional level, it came through on the mental level, and over all these years, now there's so much more to this story. It wasn't just this particular accident, but that's where I'm being brought back to now. So from this particular accident, I brought all of this forward, and over the last 29, 30 years have manifested it into my body in ways that it's trying to work its way through. Because what we're taught, what we learn, you know, all of the things that come forward from our life experience, if we don't, you know, clear it or work them through, they will continue to manifest in different ways, and they'll continue to come up for us in different ways. Does that make sense? So it's kind of like if we don't deal with our issues, they're going to continue coming forward for us in many different ways until we do. And I really think that this, you know, the learning from this past experience is one of those examples. So I think that now that, I also want to say too that this morning when I was having all of those old feelings come rushing back, you know, about being, you know, I'm to blame, it's my fault, I hurt someone else, everybody's laughing at me. You know, I had somebody come up to me afterwards and say, you must be so embarrassed for what you did. Like, I mean, you know, it just, all of those things I took to heart, and I brought that forward. And as I was thinking about them this morning, I just came into this quiet space, and I I thought of that, the girl that the accident was with, and I just went into my heart space and I just reached out and just said, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry for what I did and what I caused and any pain that I caused you. I'm sorry that you weren't able to take your car in to sell it. I'm sorry for everything. If there is anything that I've done, I just am very, very sorry for. And it was able to assist and support me with releasing some of the things that I've been holding inside for so long. And I let it go after that. Now, when I say I let it go, it doesn't mean, okay, you're gone, I'm done. You know, not. What I mean is, like, I didn't want to continue festering in those feelings. I wanted to truly ask for forgiveness and say I was sorry. And then I wanted to ask, what happens now? Where do I go from here? And there were so many other things that came forward, like trauma from the past and different types of things with certain people in my life and how they were all connected. And it's like, okay. And now as I'm talking about this, it makes sense to what the beautiful animal presence that is with us brought forward earlier about the melody to the song, how there's all the there's not just the whole, there's all the different parts and pieces that make up the whole. And that totally makes sense to me now. So again, this beautiful animal presence that's with us, thank you. I feel like I want to share that I'm doing so much better since the last episode. I'm sure you can hear that in my voice. I'm not in my bed anymore. I'm able to record this from my office. I'm at my desk. I'm finding that I'm still not able to be on my phone or on a computer or sitting at my desk for a long period of time, but I'm able to do it outside of my bed. I'm out of bed now. I can actually spend a good chunk of my day, you know, being out of my bed. I've been doing a lot of energetic treatments. I've been doing allopathic treatments. I've been doing natural treatments. And some of the things that I found really helped was EFT, which is emotional freedom technique. My husband is very well versed in that, and he's taken the master training course for it. So when I was in bed, he actually would work with me and would do tapping, and we would be working through a lot of things because my nervous system was so hypersensitive. The EFT that he guided and supported me with really helped to release a lot of deep, deep, deep rooted stuff, deep rooted stuff. And with that, that was something that was very, very deep and a little hard to go through, but worth it because it helped me be able to move to the next step. Another thing that I did was Ho'oponopono. And that is, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. If you haven't heard about the Ho'oponopono process or prayer, it's an Hawaiian tradition, and it's something that is very, very powerful. And it actually helps you get into that space where you're asking for forgiveness. You're saying that you love, you know, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And what you're really doing is you're saying it to whoever it is that you're saying it to, but guess who you're really saying it to? Yourself. And I remember saying it over and over and over again, and how much it was of assistance. When I was not able to walk or get out of bed, my body was going through so much turmoil. I actually called upon the assistance of two beautiful souls that work together here in the community that I live in. And they were able to do some work on the quantum level and to be able to help my nervous system to move through all of the releases that were happening. So it came through with this, you know, the swelling of the neck, the kind of where the brain stem is and where my neck, where the top of the spine meets the base of the skull. And there was so much swelling and dizziness and nausea and all of that that I couldn't move. And when the nervous system came involved and I wasn't able to walk or eat or anything like that, they came in and from the quantum level was able to assist and support me in strengthening and upgrading my nervous system so that as I was moving through this, my nervous system could then be strong enough to support what needed to be done. It was very powerful and it was very, very helpful. I did 2 sessions with them within 3 days because it was so bad. And with that, they were able to assist and support in doing this. And remembering that it's up to us to do the healing. So it's not like all of these things, you know, the EFT and the Ho'oponopono and this quantum work and all this stuff. I had to do the healing. I had to do the work. However, they and their support and the energy and the services that they were able to work with, they were able to hold that space, to be able to provide the space, to be able to bring in the energy that was needed to do it. And so I'm just truly grateful to them to assist and support me as I was able to work this through. If anybody ever, if you're listening to this and you ever feel like you're looking for some work for some people that are trustworthy and that work in that quantum space, just send me a message and I'd be happy to share their information with you. There's not a lot of people. I'm very discerning of people when it comes to certain things. And I truly trust them. And so if you ever wish to find out who they are, just send me a message and let me know. I'd be happy to share. When I was able to get up and out of bed, I did some, you know, chiropractic work. So I had some kind of physio type of things. I have a beautiful chiropractor here where I live who has wonderful practitioners in her facility. So with her, she was able to assist and support me with calming, you know, the neck muscles down and calming that swelling down through ultrasound and things like that. I've seen a cranial sacral therapist that and an osteopath and, you know, work being done in that way to help calm the nervous system down in the body, but also to help balance what was going on in the head and neck. I received allopathic support, so from medical, you know, doctors, I was able to have some medication that wasn't doing anything for a while, but then once my body started balancing out, it started working. I was able to hold my head up. I did receive some nerve blocks, so some injections in my neck, which would help kind of put those parts that were, once the swelling was down, the nerve blocks helped to almost kind of like an anesthetic so that I didn't feel the pain. So I've done a bunch of different things, not all at once, but throughout the, you know, the last 4 or 5 weeks, I've done a bunch of different things that have been really, really helpful. And the last thing that I wanted to share about one of the things that has really helped is something that may speak to you as well, because it's not only for what this is all about, it's for helping ourselves anyways throughout anything. It's Tai Chi. I'm sorry, not Tai Chi, Qigong. Qigong. There is a YouTube channel. The gentleman's name is Lee Holden, L-E-E, and then Holden, H-O-L-D-E-N. And he has a whole bunch of different clips and things like that on Qigong. He has Qigong for neck and back, and he has it for up, you know, lower back and legs, and he has morning exercises and afternoon exercise, or sorry, evening exercises and all that stuff. Well, there's something that is called 7 minutes of magic. So if you were to search on YouTube, Lee Holden, 7 minutes of magic, his video will come up. Now his video is like 15 years old or something like that. Like it's not a new video, but it's him out on some water and he takes you through 7 minutes of doing some things that help us with our energy throughout our day. It's, you know, moving the spinal breathing, it's connecting in and helping to strengthen our energy, it helps to protect our energy. And that's something that's really helped me, because now that I'm able to have some movement in my neck and move my arms and stand up, right? I can now walk and stand and all that kind of stuff. This has really helped me, and it's only 7 minutes, so it's not like I'm doing it for a long period of time. And so it's something that can help even through the most stressful of days, just taking 7 minutes and just taking that time to center and focus and allow and give your body, mind, and spirit that time to connect in and receive that energy through these slow moving fluid movements. And it's just a wonderful tool. So just in sharing that with you, I'm being brought forward now. So I feel like, okay, so where are we going? So I'm being brought to the present moment, where we are here and now. And I know that, you know, going back, the last title of that episode was When Everything Comes Crashing Down, you know, then what? And I really feel that at this present moment, it's like, it's now when everything starts building back up, right? So it's when everything start, you know, when everything starts crashing down, then what? Now we're at the when everything starts building back up, then what, right? Because it's like, where am I going? What am I doing? Because over these last, you know, several weeks, I have these thoughts of, you know, I'm not able to work, I'm not able to do this right now or anything like that. But the thing that keeps me going is this, being able to share and being able to assist and support, you know, even though I may be talking about what's happening with me, this again is not about, oh, woe is me, I'm going to tell you all my problems. This is not what this is about. What this is about and what my intention is about is that there's something that has been happening. And throughout this journey, although it seemed like it's been a very hard one, there's so much that I'm learning. And there's so much that feels like if I could share this story, then perhaps it can help you or someone you know or somebody that's listening to this on their journey as well. My message and intention is that you are not alone. You are not alone. We are moving through things in this thing we call life experience, and we're moving through them for a reason. And you know, there's that whole kind of saying, well, everything happens for a reason and there's no coincidence and all this kind of stuff. And I truly believe that, but I believe there's more to it than just that. And there was something that came forward, this beautiful animal energy that is with us, the animal presence that is with us. And this is what I did write down before I hit the record button. Because before I pressed record, I, you know, sat in the space, I called upon the purest and highest love and the purest and highest light, like I always do. I will only work in that space. And that is a boundary that I've set up for myself. And so purest and highest love, purest and highest light came. I also called upon God, my spiritual team. I called upon the guardian animals of lightness, collective animal energy, animal spirit. And I asked for the guidance and the inspiration to be able to share what will be in the highest and the best for this particular episode. And I felt them come forward, and this beautiful animal presence came forward with some information that I started writing down. So I'm just going to pick up my papers. You can hear my papers. And I'm going to share with you what they brought forward for this particular episode. And I really feel like everything that I've shared so far ties into this. So they shared something that is as follows. Reasoning. Why we try to reason the things that we experience, and how we try to figure them out and want to know all the specifics, versus trusting, allowing, and receiving guidance. So it's kind of like that was the topic, right? Because we always try and reason things. We always try and figure it out. We want to know why it's happening and what the message is, and we want to know it in our timing, our mind's timing. We want to know it now. I want to learn why this is happening. I want to learn why I'm going through this so I can heal it, and I want it done now, right? And so we try and reason. We try and figure it out. We expend a lot of energy from doing this versus... this is one of my life lessons in this lifetime, is trusting, allowing, and then receiving that guidance. They continue to say, reasoning the why instead of receiving the growth and forward movement. We are the collective animal energy that you have asked to be here with you. Our message is of 3 points. Point number one, trust. All things are in perfect order of happening. We bring forward the vibration of trust and its frequency of healing. Did you know that when you trust the process, no matter how severe, how mild, how confusing, trust brings healing closer to your journey of health and healing? And I thought about these last 5 weeks or so, I don't even know where this past month went. And I remember trying to figure things out so much instead of just trusting. And Troy, my husband, said several times to me, he said, what if you were to just witness what is happening right now? What if you were to just witness instead of trying to figure it out? Because I see you try and figure it out, and I see you kind of spiraling more and more, and you know, your neck gets tighter, or you getting more sick to your stomach or things like that. Witness what's happening. And that brought me to that space of trusting, because when I could witness, I still had to go through it, but I could go through it in a different way than when I got my head involved and my emotions involved, right? And it's hard. It's a hard thing to do, but I was able to do it with that reminder. And so I think that it really falls into that point number one that this beautiful collective energy, animal energy, has shared with us, is trust, that all things are in perfect order of happening. And that when we trust, that brings the answers closer to us, that brings what we're seeking closer to us, that brings the shifting of what's happening closer to us, if that makes sense. So then they go on to point number two, and this is allowing. So resisting what is brings forward more of the same. Fighting or pushing against it creates a mirrored image of the same. Allowing, even though you might not understand the why or how, opens the energetic space to witness the happenings and bring them through for release. That is the healing process. It's releasing what's ready to shift, leave, and transform. And so that art of allowing, it's not fun to go through it, but to allow it to happen. It's here. You know, if whatever is going to happen, it's there, it's happening, right? So instead of trying to make it stop or go away, sometimes we have to ride it out, right? So allowing instead of resisting it. Allowing so that even though we might not understand why or how or what's going to happen from there, we don't know, we can't anticipate the next step. We can allow it to happen. And when we do that, it opens that energetic space. It opens the space to witness what's happening. And when we come from that witnessing standpoint, we can then start to release, to heal. We can start to shift and transform. And then the last point, point number three, is receiving guidance. When the space is opened, the expansion allows the answers to come. These answers come in the divine timing, and not your mind's want of timing. And that makes so much sense, doesn't it? Because again, we are like, no, we want it now. We want it now. We want it, you know, I got to figure this out. Why is this happening? Why is my neck swelling? Why am I not able to walk right now? Why is my nervous system shot? What's going on, right? We get scared. I got scared. I'm like, what if I'm like this for the rest of my life? What if I can't work again? What if I, you know, all of these things came forward. Will I ever get out of bed? Will I ever be able to hold my head up? Right? Have you gone through those things where we anticipate, we don't know, and we're like, what if, what if, what if? And we don't understand. And when it comes to that, we can shut ourselves down from being able to receive that guidance that we are seeking. And again, remembering that it's in the divine timing, the timing that it's supposed to happen, and not in the timing that our minds want it to happen. It's a big, big lesson. A big, big lesson. So they proceed to say, when you, one, trust, two, allow, you enter into three, the receiving mode of the guidance, and that the guidance will follow. So I'll say that one more time. When you, one, trust, and two, allow, you, three, enter into receiving mode, and guidance will follow. Now, does this mean, okay, well, this trust and just allow, and, you know, we have to take steps of action. You know, that's a part of it. We can't just lie there and wait. You know, there's things that we need to do, right? There's steps of actions that we need to take, but we can take those actions in a much more, I don't know, I want to say like a way that's more powerful, more empowering, you know, in a more empowering way. When trying to resist it and, you know, figure it out and, you know, I want it know now and all that kind of stuff, we can trust, we can allow. And through that, we're already expanding and opening that space for answers to come so that we can take those steps of action and then enter into that receiving mode where that guidance will follow. The collective animal energy shares here, everything is for a purpose. You are loved, seen, and embraced. You are not alone. We offer this space of trust, allowing, and receiving always. And receiving that from the beautiful animal presence, the collective animal energy that has brought this forward, I feel like there's so much more within me that has been able to expand even more, so that whatever this is that I'm working through, that I'm healing on an energetic and physical level, that I'm healing on a soul level, that I'm healing on a very, very deep, deep level, it helps me to expand that energy so that I can continue forward, so that the healing can continue, and that I can learn what it is that I need to. I can release what it is that I need to. I can take all of those things, the past traumas, the things that I told myself, the emotions that I allowed to seep into my whole energetic system, and I can give them permission to heal. I can give them permission to say, you know what? Yes, I made a mistake. Yes, there were things that I created emotionally from those experiences. But they don't have to stay here in anguish and pain. They can be healed. They can be released. They can be transformed. And I am so grateful that we have this opportunity, that through the lowest moments, that we can actually see the highest lessons. And even though they may not come all at once, right away, when our mind says, I want to know now, we can follow that process that the animals have shared with us. And that is to trust, to allow, and then to receive that guidance in that divine timing that it's meant to come through. I feel inspired to finish our time up together with some music and invite you to join me, whatever it is. It might not be at this very moment that you're listening to it. You can always come back to it. If you're driving or you're not in a space where, you know, maybe it's really noisy around you and there's a lot going on, you can always come back and listen to this music and sit in the space so that the trusting, the allowing, and the receiving of guidance can expand, can be invited to further integrate into the things that you're experiencing. And I will do the same thing. And perhaps we can do this together. Let's trust. Let's allow. And let's expand so that we can receive that guidance, so that we can take those steps of action to move through what it is that we're currently working through. Thank you so much for this time together. And I will leave you with some beautiful music with the intention of that purest and highest love and that purest and highest light to assist and support the healing journey. With much love, always.